Jack in League City. Thank you for that call. It was a really smart question. And over the 20 years I've been doing this, I get a lot of questions about, you know, what industries should parents put their kids through or suggest their kids do something? What's the job outlook and market? And, you know, people think, oh, it's going to be the technology and the IT. And listen, I can't disagree with that. I mean, we are always going to need IT people. The technology on front ends, on the back ends, the more, you know, the servers, the secure cybersecurity, whatever it is. And there's jobs and employments. Now, listen, I'm not the job expert. Actually, this is a great segue. I'm going to leave that to my guy, Stephen Morrell, and his big team at FlexTech, FlexTech Resources here. Matter of fact, next week, I need to get Steve on the show, usually at the beginning of the month, so it'll be beginning of November. I need to. He probably has the latest results of the job forecast of you know, what jobs were added. They usually do this every month or every few months that they come out. I mean, he knows the data, and he could probably tell you some of the industries that will grow and job growth and whatever. You know, I don't know how to, I'm not going to say I don't know how to read the stats. I don't know what to believe. I mean, employment, is it higher or is it low right now? But anyway, going on, this is what one of the many, many things that FlexTech does. And if you are looking for a career, and not just, listen, let's just say you're graduated and, you know, you have, you know, a really, you know, great resume in college and you got some good internships. Where do you start looking for jobs? And on the vice versa, what if you're a company and you want either young, and I don't want to say inexperienced, but young, eager to work people, 22, 23, 25 years old, who want the experience? Or what if you're 45 or 55, you want to make that second, maybe third career move? You need to contact FlexTech. They do so many things in the staffing, the technology, the methodology, just everything. But when it comes to recruiting and the resourcing, they got solutions. So I've been to their offices on the west side of Houston. The neat thing is they will come to you, and it's not just here in Houston. And I know my show is listened to across the country on iHeartRadio and the podcast. Wherever you are, it's worth going to their website, all right? It's Flex, FlexTech.com. And you can see all they do globally, all their needs. You fill out the form on the contact us page. Maybe you want something in the supply chain, project management. How about the medical industry, the operations, the accounting or finance? Human resources. I'm talking to you people. This is it. I mean, they could do so many things. Just look what they offer. They're staffing, their IT sources, the RPO and whatever. Next week, I will make sure to get Steven on. Tune in. We always podcast everything too, but we'll get him to talk about what the outlook in the job, you know, kind of recruiting industry is. What are some of the, I guess, the buzz industries and where you should spend your money to put your kid through college and get them to go to school. Is it in the IT? Maybe it's the oil industry. Maybe it's the medical industry. Maybe you want your kids to be a doctor. I have no doctors in my family. Maybe it's not too late for me to listen to Steven and FlexTech. And they'll say, you know, Garfield, give up the media thing. Go to med school. Then you could have a doctor in the family. We'll talk about that. All right. So FlexTech LLC is a great partner of mine now, but make sure you tune in next week when Steve calls in as we do continue the High Tech Texan show here on KPRC 950 and iHeartRadio worldwide.